And of course, during the wars, they had an air raid shelter in the other four yard.
Did they really?
And we used to use it at sometimes. And we were in there one night when the tide came in and rushed straight through the air raid shelter.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we put our feet up and we had to yell and yell, come and help us to get out because the tide was coming in. And a man with thigh boots,
waders,
thigh waders, he carried us out one by one.
Was it in the middle of an air raid?
Yes, in the middle of an air raid.
Were you frightened?
Not half.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were you more frightened of the water coming in or the air raid?
Yes, more frightened of the water.
Yeah.
It came in with such a rush, all of a sudden. You know, not a trickle.
Yeah.
A big rush of water.
Was that to do with the water from the tides, or was that because of bombs displacing?
No, it was the tide.
The tide.
Yes. Yes.
And how many? What was the air? What sort of size was the air raid shelter? How many of you were in it?
Oh, it was quite long. It would have been as long as this room. Yes, it was quite long.
So what's that, about 20 feet?
Yes, yes.
What was it like inside?
Oh, very bare.
Mm.
It just had a wall inside. You could have lain on top of the wall. In fact, some of the youngsters did lay on top of the wall. And of course, when that water came in, we were sitting on the seat. We got up on the seat and got up and sat on the wall. So that, you know, we were out of the way of the water.
Yeah. Goodness me. Oh, yes. Do you remember whereabouts in the Underfall Yard the shelter was?
Yes. You know, where the double gates are? On Cumberland Road.
Yes.
It was just down below that.
Right.
You know where the car park is?
Yes, I
There's
do know
car
what you
park.
Mean. Yeah.
Yes. It was over to the right of the car park.
Mm.
Yes, it was quite near. There was a cottage there called the Underfall Cottage. And that went up in flames.
Goodness.
With as incendiaries dropped on the cottage. And my aunt and her children lived in there. They had to move in with us in here.
Goodness.
Yes, during the war.
Yeah.
Because their house was no more. And the timber yards all went up.
Yeah.
You know, next to the Underfall Yard.
Goodness me.
Heber Dentist, I think it was. I always get mixed up. I think May and Hassel were down the road, where the Rownham Mead is, you know, where all the flats are. Mm. That was timber yards. It was either Heber Dentist or May and Hassel. I think May and Hassel was the timber yards up there. God, what a sight that was. All in flames. And it was heartbreaking for my aunt and her family to see their house burning.
Mm.
And my cousin, she was getting married, and she had all her bottom drawer stuff in there, And they dashed in and they were throwing it out of the window onto the pavement, you know, to try and save as much as she could.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. Yes, the under 4 yard was close to danger, but that didn't go up in flames.